All right, we're going over now to the rookies. They're a little bit earlier than we were expecting, it seems like. So I'm going to go ahead and play now. This is the rookies going live.
And here it is, Cannon Bay will hit there off the mark. And Elena Mack out there for the rookies with it. Elena Mack, Staten Newton, along with Jalea Duarte. And Brandel, along with Yetchmanek. On the Salmon Bay side, Sabrina Rivers, Anisha Rivers, Misty Sundown, Elmira Chicago, and Haley Acquaria. Randall rips it away from Sajonic, but here comes Misty Sundown, and we get it right back. Jump down. The outstretched arms of Elena Mack, but into the hands it goes to Acquaria. And Haley's going to fire a three. That's got the ball. If you get this thing going on, start this third place game. As the girls of Team Tove off to a 7-5 start.
Can I finish how we're cycling the evening? Then, Chuck.
With 4:15 to play here in the first. Elmira Tagana. Team
Howdy with the chance of snow showers.
Rookies with it.
15
miles. As both these teams fell in the semifinal matchup yesterday. And tight one just then. Cannon Bay fell in the 23. They were up at the time. And coming in to this morning, we've seen him on this court for 3 months. On the court, the Browns upset the rookie
They'll pick up the victory here. And just a reminder, time out. Between the King Cove boys and Shishmaref, and King Cove able to hang on for a 63-59 victory.
Do you want to get back for this game? For the game, you can. Download the board open up for a moral act. Follow the main four. Always play throughout the tournament. Leading up to championship Saturday on two split courts here on the main floor of the Alaska Airlines Center here in Anchorage. And now this court really opens up. The lights are a little brighter, and the crowd can get a little bigger. Early morning contest here, playing for third place, the Salmon Bay girls and the King Cove girls. Elmira Kaganek pass nearly takes away a pass by Elena Mack, and King Cove recovers. Not loose one more time. Brandel drifts, but she keeps the dribble. Brandel looking over. Here's Elmira Kaganek. The streak down the right side. That's the two. That's the way. And something happened now.
Oh, trying to make sure I'm set up here. We might have the wrong set up, but we should be good here as I just double check everything here and make sure I'm good to go. Give me one moment here. And how are we doing now? Everyone here? Set, set, set. Let me make sure we get this one. As we're setting up, want to be good to go. Just so happy to go right now. And it's opened up a 14-7 game here. The King Cove girls, along with Cannon Bay. We're in the backcourt.
We're truly set up all right.
How about this? I think they should do it now. now. Is that going to be a big change? I think we got it. Maybe here. Yes, 1, 2, 3. Sorry, listen. All our connections are good to go. A little better. I dial in here. I was a little late coming down. And want to figure out what's going on here with the team. So we got a loud background here. Well, I still have the season going for now. We got a quarter break. And we can try one more. 16-7. The score. Cannon Bay beats the outside. Ortiz is going to hit. And that one's good. Galea is 16-9. We make sure we're trying to get everything lined out here. I think we're a little better now. Elena Mack with it for the rookie. She's going to push up on the right side. Mack looking for Sadie Newton, and Newton's going to fire. That's off the mark. Rebound comes off to Akbaria, and then here comes Cannon Bay off to the races. Haley down low, block. Going for the rebound there was Adam Kaganis, who just stepped in. And it'll stay here with Kim Coe. Another rebound. The 1:20 mark here of the first quarter. 16-11 to score in favor of Cannon Bay. Sabrina Rivers comes over to Haley. Akbaria looking for Misty Sundown. Back to Haley on the wing. They'll swing it around to Alma Smith, who just checked in as well. And Smith finds Haley, doesn't get the roll. Jalea Duarte, a big lead. And for Jalea, she's having a pretty good start. Jalea, up top to Randall. And up top, with a high post to Jalea Duarte, picked up by Alma Smith. 38 seconds to play here in the first. Duarte. A three-pointer. This goes in and out. Randall, big rebound by Yesenek. Randall's going to try a three from the top of the key. That doesn't go. That's a dramatic rebound. And here comes Cannon Bay. Not quite, though. Okay, and the lane with 10 seconds left, though. It'll be King's old ball. Delay to Yesenek in the corner. Short. Kaganis to rebound. 3 seconds left. Going to have to fire after the buzzer is going to end the first quarter. We're going to get things lined out here. 16-11 the score.
Unbelievable. It cuts out right when he's about to say who's on top. Well, I can tell you that the score is 16-11. I think Cannon Bay is up by 5, and I apologize, everybody, for this muffled sound. I do not know what's going on. We are trying to work on it. It is something that's happening on their end. So just, you know, bear with us as we continue to try to line it up and see what the issue is. But we're live right now. It's rookies. They're fighting for third. They're going up against a real tough Cannon Bay, back-to-back champions for the last 2 years. Got knocked off by ANIAC yesterday in a surprise upset, which is what makes March Madness so good. Hopefully we can get one more upset here as the rookies go back trying for third. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play a quick spot of underwriting, and then we'll go ahead and see if it's not any better on the line. And again, I do apologize. They're working on it. We're going to work on it and see if we can't get something a little bit more listenable.
The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327, that's 2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
All right, we're going to go back now. They did fix the problem, so it's going to be a lot clearer. So here we go. The rookies fighting for third.
Do another, and I think we're back and we're better. We appreciate all the folks helping us out there. Apologies again, but we're underway here to start the second quarter. A 16-13 lead for Scammon Bay. Alma Smith with it up top, guarded by Sadie Newton. They're going to go to Haley Acleria, forcing a pass down low. Newton poked it away. And here comes Elena Mack for the rookie. Elena to Jalea. A good start for Duarte continues. She's got 10 points in the game now. Timeout, Scammon Bay, as the rookies make it a 16-15 game. As Jalea Duarte on the high post causing some headaches here for the Lady Eagles. Folks, again, my name's Charles Poyam. Happy to be here for you on this championship Saturday as these two teams duking it out for third place. The Kinko girls fell in a tight one, 50-48 yesterday to Selowik. And the Selowik girls hit a game winner after forcing a tie late. The girls at King Cove led 48-40 with about 4 minutes to play in the fourth, but they didn't score the rest of the way as Selowik was able to advance to a second straight championship berth. For Scammon Bay, the two-time defending champs are going to have to settle for third if they can get this one after falling to Antioch late last night in a big battle there between two talented 1A teams. So it'll be Antioch versus Selowik for the 1A championship later today. Here for third, Scammon Bay with it. 6:27 to play in the second quarter. The Scammon Bay girls with it up top. Sundown swings around to Haley Acleria. As the girls working around the horn. Good defense here by King Cove. Haley with it to Alma Smith. Top the key. Smith will drill a three as Alma gets in the board in the scorebook. Billy Titus on the floor there as well for Scammon Bay. Yetchvanet tries a shot in the corner. Good rebound there by Mack. He dumps the pass to Duarte. He wasn't quite ready for it, and Scammon Bay comes away with it. 19-15 to score, 5:40 to play here in the second. Alma Smith, another three try off the mark, and Mack with the rebound for the rookie. King Cove will have it. Elena's going to bring it up the court. Look for Duarte, the hot hand, out to Brandle, now to Yetchvanet. Yetchvanet. In the corner, picked up by Alma Smith. Tough pass, knocked loose, and it's taken away. Sundown was it. In the corner, knocked out by Yetchvanet, and it'll stay with Scammon Bay. As the Scammon Bay girls open up a lead here. 19-15. Jalea Duarte has been the difference here for King Cove. I want to make sure I get everyone lined out here. Here we go. Almira Kaganik checks back in. Kaganik immediately makes her presence known with a three-pointer. She's already got 12, and it's 22-15 Scammon Bay. Duarte in the lane. Out to Brandle, whose shot is off the mark and comes up shy. Adam Kaganik's in as well, and she's going to try to slow Jalea Duarte. A little bit of size advantage there for Duarte down low. She uses her body so well, though, as a true post player. Quick shot in the corner off the mark there. That was Justina Wilson. So Wilson misses. On the other side, a long rebound over to Rita Uturiak, and she can't hit. But it'll be rookie's ball. Elena Mack down low to Duarte. Back out to Mack. Elena drives down the baseline and knocks in her second basket of the game. 22-17, Elena Mack. with the basket on the baseline. Yuturiak with it. Going up top to Almira. And Kaganik with 4 minutes to play here in the second. Finds Alma Smith for three. Short. Sadie Newton the rebound. And Elena Mack got a 2-on-3 advantage. She's going to pull up for a shot. Short. And the rebound comes off into the hands of Scammon Bay. Kaganik with it. Looking for Alma Smith. And down low, they'll find Justina Wilson. Back to Smith. Alma, another three. She tried it from the same spot, and she'll hit this time. 25-17, lead goes to 8. Here with 3:25 to play in the second quarter. Third place game going on right now as Duarte with it. Jalea off the mark, tracked down and out of bounds. It's going to go to Scammon Bay. So Tilly Titus coming in. Here for Scammon Bay. At the high post, Rivers Anisha gets the pass and, turns, fires, nobody there, so she converts. 27-17, now lead at its biggest. Travel here as Duarte tried to move through a couple defenders at the high post. And she shuffled her feet on that one. 2:51 to play. Here in the first half. Checking in, Scammon Bay is getting a little bit of everyone coming in. I got to make sure I know everybody. As Kayla Hatch will come in. As Scammon Bay has got everyone in for at least a moment. Almira Kaganik up to Anisha Rivers, now over to Hatch. Her three short, tipped out into the hands of Brandel. Now they'll find Elena Mack. Crossing the timeline on the right side. Deep pass for Sadie Newton. Knocked loose and into the hands of Brandel. They'll come around. Shot down low. Up and in for the rookie. So Leilani Brandel gets in the book. Sadie Newton goes ahead on the steal to Elena Mack, who ran into a couple defenders and gives it right back. Alma Smith down low. Stripped. But there is Tilly Titus for the follow. So two for Tilly. And it's 29-19. The lead still stays at 10 in the corner. Sadie Newton open for a three. Doesn't crawl over the rim. Anisha Rivers had it but knocked loose. As Leilani Brandel causes the turnover as she went to the floor with Alma Smith, but she knocked it loose from Anisha Rivers initially, and it'll be rookie's ball. Brandel inbound. Over to Leilani. Her shot off the mark. Sadie Newton trying for the rebound. Almost had it over Tilly Titus. Hatch ahead of the pack to Kaganik. Almira, the head fake. Over to Tilly for two. No, off the mark. Kaganik gets the long rebound, and she'll bury a three. 32-19, 1:15 to play here in the first half as the Scammon Bay girls open up their biggest lead of the game. Sadie Newton can't handle the pass from the high post. Out of bounds, Scammon Bay. So Dana George checking in now for Scammon Bay. Kaganik with it to Tilly Titus. Back up to Almira. They'll swing it to Anisha Rivers, trying to go high post to Almira. Knock loose. Elena Mack wants to push it up the right side. She's going to pull back and cross the midcourt line and get it right back from Brandel on a give and go. Now they go high post. And the shot for Leilani. Not there. Up and in. The follow is. So Kiana Utek gets in the scorebook with 32-21 score. Scammon Bay. A turnover in the backcourt by the Lady Eagles. 20 seconds left, and the rookies can make it
a single-digit deficit with a shot here. Brandel, a three off the mark. Sadie Newton over the back until he tied it.
So Newton whistled for the foul. And it will be Scammon Bay ball with 13.4 seconds remaining. Almira Kaganek to bring it up. And down to 5 seconds. Kaganek goes to her right side to Dana George, looking for help now. To skip out. Tilly Titus had it, but that's going to end the half. A 32-21 lead in favor of Scammon Bay as they doubled up their point total in that first quarter. Well, looking at some of the scoring here, Jalea Duarte, a good first half for Scammon Bay. She had 10 points. Elena Mack ended up with 5 points, two there for Sadie Newton. And that kind of rounds out your scoring, 21 points for King Cove. On the other side, Scammon Bay's Almira Kaganek knocked in 3 3-pointers. She's got 15 to lead all scores. A couple triples there for the explosive Lady Eagles and Alma Smith as well. 3 points for Misty Sundown, 2 for Anisha Rivers, and 2 for Tilly Titus coming in off the bench as Scammon Bay playing with about, 15 players, it seems like. I think they got 12, but all 12 have played in the early going here. So the Scammon Bay girls off to a 32-21 start. I'm going to go ahead and step aside for a lengthy break here. We're going to make sure all the gear is set up properly, and we do apologize for missing part of that first quarter. But as always, switching gyms, sometimes we got these technical moves, but we're happy to have everyone on board here on KYUK and KSDP. Stick around. We'll have the second half action coming up here in about 8 minutes.
All right. Glad to see that they were able to get that on lockdown. And we're going to go and say thank you to our sponsors really quick who make these broadcasts possible and then enjoy a little bit of music together.
Welcome to the Lucians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sand Point. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, AleutianEast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
Big thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for all that they do for our areas, and also a big thanks to the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint. Also a shout out to the Schumigan and King Cove Corporations, the AC stores in King Cove and Sandpoint, of course, Gould's and Sons over there in King Cove, the True Value Hardware Center, Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Tel Alaska and Penn Air, also Sandpoint Generating, Bilkoski Corporation, shout out to Chignik Lake, Peter Pan Seafoods, and of course, you, the listener. It's the final game of the season. I can't believe that it's already here. Time is just continuing to fly faster and faster. The rookies have done fantastic this year. They're going up against a real tough Scammon Bay team, no doubt about that. So we're going to see what they can't do here in the second half. They're down by about 11. Here's a little country for you. One of my favorites, Poncho and Lefty by Towns Van Zandt.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Well, Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. for his gun outside his pants, for all the honest world to feed. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the desert stand in Mexico, and nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
One of my favorite songs of the genre, the Towns Van Zandt with Pancho and Lefty. Well, you are live right now for Rookies Basketball, the final game of the basketball season, the 2017/2018 season, and it's been a great one, especially if you live in King Cove. The boys just walked away with the fourth place victory against Kipnick, I think, and then the ladies now are squaring off against Scammon Bay, the two-time defending champions who lost yesterday to Antioch, now fighting for third after the Rookies had just a heartbreaking loss last night by 2 points against Selawik in a repeat, essentially, of last year's semifinals. But, man, what a great season. It's been a lot of fun. Going to say thanks to one more sponsor, and then we'll just wait for Charles to come back on the horn with a little Keith Urban. The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. All right, we're going to go live to Charles Pulliam. He's going to take us to the end of the season, second half action. The Rookies up against Scammon Bay. They're down by a couple, but they're fighting back. So here we go.
Happy to have you here. My name's Charles Poyne with Small Schools Broadcasting, and let's just get underway. Haley gets the first pass of the third quarter in the corner, and Aguilera knocks down the triple. This Scammon team so lethal from the outside. Elena Mack says she can do it too. I watched her hit six last night, and there's a three-pointer. So trading three-pointers in the first 30 seconds of this third quarter. Haley Aguilera with it for Scammon Bay. The girls leading 35-24. Almira Kagana pushes a pass over to Misty Sundown on the right side. Man-to-man pressure here by the rookie. Down low, Duarte knocks loose the pass intended for Anisha Rivers. It'll end up in Brandel's hand. They'll look for Elena Mack against the defense of Almira Kaganik, and Kaganik timed the poke away perfectly. Almira steps up for a three. Elena swipes at it. Duarte tips it out into the hands of Brandel. Newton had it, knocked loose, and nearly taken away by Sabrina Rivers, but the recovery here. Up top, Brandel looking for Jalea Duarte. Now they go over to the high post, and Yetchmanef can't handle the pass. Duarte passed a little behind her, but using that high post position, Jalea has done quite well here so far. Scammon ball was in on the right side. Misty Sundown swings it around to Haley Acloria. And they'll go up top to Almira Kaganik now. Back to Misty. Misty's going to work on Brandel. Look for Sabrina Rivers. And Rivers keeps her dribble. That's Almira Kaganik. Good defense here by Sadie Newton. Yetchmanef goes for a steal. Nearly pushed down Sabrina Rivers. And Rivers maintains possession. Misty Sundown. She'll take an open look. There's another three. Second one for Misty. And the girls of Scammon Bay have 8 3-pointers in the game already. And they're shooting a pretty well clip, too. 8 for 22. Newton's pass intended for Duarte. She wasn't ready. Here's Kaganik, the up and under for two more. As Almira gets her first basket of the second half. She's got 15 in the game. Lead up to 16 now for Scammon Bay. 5:18 to play here. And a pack, Yetchmanef trying to find Mack ahead to Anisha Rivers. She carried the ball. So with 5:12 left here, checking in here will be Leilani Brandel for Yetchmanef. And Mack to walk it up for King Cove. 40-24, a little offensive spurt for Scammon Bay to start this quarter. Misty Sundown near steal. Mack gets it, going to fire. This one's in and out, gets her own rebound, dumps to Duarte, and up top to Brandel. Back to Jalea to the left hand for two. She came over with the right, switched to the left, and knocked it down. Anisha Rivers tries to go inside to a cutting Almira Kaganik, and Sadie Newton takes it away. In traffic, she races down the court, finds Yetchmanef, and a jump ball. So we'll stay here with King Cove. 40-26, 4:31 to play here in the third quarter. Elena Mack down low to Sadie Newton. And there for the defense, nearly got a hand on it with Sabrina Rivers. Haley Acloria with it now on the sideline. They'll go up top to Misty Sundown and now to Sabrina Rivers. Rivers working against Leilani Brandel, a near steal there. Haley open to the corner. They find Misty Sundown. Head fake. Back up top to Sabrina on the high post. And Almira Kaganik's going to reset here for Scammon Bay. They'll move it around. Haley's open for three, and she'll find the bottom of the net for three more. The lead continues to swell, 43-26. Leilani Brandel down low, gets it down. Her first basket of the game. Leilani scores on a move on the baseline. 3:30 left here in the third. 43-28 the score. Almira Kaganik up top. Behind the back dribble against Sadie Newton, almost lost it. She'll get it right back from Sundown into the lane and two as Almira puts it down. Kaganik putting together a pretty good game here. She had 13 in the first half, 17 now. Leilani Brandel working out to Mack. And Elena's shot short. Misty Sundown's going to let it go out, and it will be Scammon Bay ball. Here's our first media timeout of the third. 2:55 to play here in the third quarter, and the Scammon Bay girls off to a 45-28 lead. That matches the biggest lead of the game here. And for King Cove, looking to find some more offense here. Jalea Duarte had a great first quarter where she netted 8 of her 12. Been a little quiet since then as the girls of Scammon Bay have adjusted their defense pretty well to move back in front. Comfortably at that, too. Again, the Scammon Bay girls have been used to playing on this floor. It's the big floor at the Alaska Airlines Center, and, they won 2 straight championships last year and the year before on it, and now fighting to try to get third. Anisha Rivers looking inbound here for Scammon Bay as King Cove happy to use all of this timeout. .255 here to play in the third. Scammon Bay ball looking to add to an already healthy 45-28 advantage. Elmira Kaganek's going to be open for a 3. She lets it fly from about 28, and that comes up short. Randall comes up with it. Over to Mack. A nice little jumper. Rattles home. Elena Mack drops it down. So Elena, who had 29 yesterday, comes in and has 10 now. Haley Aclaria open for 3. This one comes up short. The rebound inside to Anisha Rivers, who's going to put it down. Haley with a good look, and the ball went high and right into the hands of Rivers. Max pass knocked down by Anisha. Going to push up to Elmira Kaganek, able to track it down, tightrope the baseline to save it, and whips a pass out to Sabrina Rivers. Her shot of 3. And Sabrina Rivers knocks down her first basket as the Scammon Bay girls get rolling off to a 50-30 lead. Sadie Newton with it in the corner. The response. There's a 3 for Sadie. Final 90 seconds of the third. We've had back-to-back triples. Anisha Rivers fires from the baseline. That's short. And Elena Mack with it for King Cove. Down low. Randall tries. That's Emily. She can't hit. Goes for her own rebound, push down, squirts the pass out to Sadie Newton, and they'll recover. Rookies with it. Elmira Kaganek against Mack, spinning in, hands off to Newton. Now Mack goes to Duarte, back to Mack, the give and go for 2. 12 points in the ballgame for Elena Mack. 7 here in the third, under a minute to play. 50-35, lead back down to 15 now. Kaganek, a no-look pass to Haley Aclaria in the corner. Nobody saw Haley. And Elmira was the only one that saw that one and whipped a pass through the entire lane to make it 53-35 on that three-pointer from Haley. Down to 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. I almost said the first half. We're all over the place. A loose ball here off the foot of Haley. And that's going to give it back to King Cove. 20.7 to play here in the third quarter. Randall to inbound. That's Emily. She's out there with Leilani. And gets it right back from Mack on the inbound. Kaganek rips it away. She's got Mack to beat. And in that foot race, Elmira's going to win. With 6 seconds to play, Mack works it up over to Randall. 3 seconds left. Mack's going to have to fire. This one doesn't get the bounce. And after 3, Scammon Bay extends their lead to 55-35. We'll step away for a quick 60-second break. You're listening to State Championship Basketball. Back in 1 minute.
All right, coming into the fourth quarter. Third quarter was all Scammon Bay, so we're going to see how the rookies can end this one. It's looking like it's going to be a tough road here for third, but they've had a great season so far, and we're obviously super proud of how well they've done. We'll see what the fourth quarter holds as Scam Bay is up by 20. Here's a thanks to our sponsors. High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP. And again, thank you to you, the listener. Please consider becoming a member today if you are not one already, or it's really time for everyone to come back around and get their membership back in. You make these basketball games a reality. Your listening, but also your support. Please contact the radio station this week, and we'd love for you to be a member today. Let's go back. Fourth quarter action. Charles Pulliam is going to end the season for us right now.
Ivan Alma-Smith makes it the biggest lead of the game with a three-pointer on the inbound pass. When the girls of Scammon Bay find their range, boy, do they ever. Sadie Newton trying to respond. She can't hit in the corner. Yet finesse the rebound. She'll get it from Kayla on the reset. Adam Kaganek boxes out the entire key. Ahead to Elmira. The pass to Alma for two more. As the girls roll in now, 11 points for Alma Smith. We'll go to Atlanta Mack. And now a near steal there by Alma. Sadie Newton open for three again. This one's off the mark. Ahead to Misty Sundown. Now to Alma Smith again. To Elmira Kaganek for two. The give and go. They trade assists. 62-35, and Scammon Bay looking into the bench now. Start of the fourth. Duarte down low. She's going to put one in. On the offensive rebound. Misty Sundown with it. Alma Smith wants one more look from deep. That's short. And here comes Brandle. Misty Sundown to beat. Brandle with it. Pushed in a whistle. Brandle will be shooting here. That's Emily. So Brandle lines up the first foul attempt here. 90 seconds into the quarter. And the girls of Cameron Bay rattled off seven quick points. Elmira Kaganek checks out. As is Rita Yudariak. One more shot for Brandle at the line, and this one's off the mark as well. Adam Kaganek, the rebound. Working against Duarte, able to keep the handle. Ahead, she'll find the cutter there, and it's Philly Titus. Now back, Mack with the steal. Elena to the hoop with the left hand. 62-39 the score. First 2 minutes gone by here in the fourth. Kaganek with it. That's Adam. Looking to move a pass over the left side. Finds Philly Titus. Now Alma Smith. Her shot goes long, but Titus the rebound. Puts it up and in for two more. Tilly's got four. Final 5:47 to play here, and Scammon Bay still out in front and adding to it. 64-39 the score. A timeout here for King Cove to talk it over. It's just 5:47 to play. Again, playing on the last day of the 1A season, something to talk about. A quick look in, I want to mention, too, we had the King Cove boys on earlier, and Graydon Severian scored 33 points to go with 17 rebounds to lead the King Cove boys to a fourth-place finish, 63-59 over Shishmaref. Gary Gould added 20 points in that one as the King Cove boys knocked off Shishmaref to clinch fourth place. It'll be the King Cove girls here in a third-place battle, but right now that one is in control is Scammon Bay here with third place on the line. Elena Mack wants to hit a three. That's off the mark. Sadie Newton, a good rebound down low against Kagana. Can't hit it, and Adams going to reach in on Duarte, who got the second offensive rebound. So Jalea to shoot a couple free throws now. Adam Kaganek picks up the first foul, second team foul here of the half, as it's been a really clean game here when you think fouls. Duarte missing on the first. She'll have another look. And Jalea goes 0-2. Adam Kaganek the rebound ahead to Alma Smith. Alma looking way too high for Tilly Titus. And Alma comes over to give high fives to Titus, like, hey, that was my bad. Titus could have got it, maybe if she was about 6'7". And, well, not quite. Maybe a couple Tillys could have got that one. You stacked them on one another. Elena Mack up top. He'll swing it around the horn. The rookie's with it. Mack goes into the corner and finds Sadie Newton. And still hit a three there. Sadie's had a couple from that spot to make it 64-42. Alma Smith works around looking for help. She's got Adam Kaganek. Knocked loose by Duarte. Adam keeps her dribble. Hooked up top to Tilly Titus, and the man-to-man pressure with some life here for the rookie. Alma Smith picks up her dribble. Randall tracks it down, hands off to Newton, too strong on the right side, knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to Scammon Bay. A good hustle play there on both ends there for for King Cove, and now a fresh five coming back in for the Lady Eagles. So the Scammon Bay girls in charge, 64-42, 4:20 to play here in the fourth. Misty Sundown against Brandel over to Alma Smith. Back to Sabrina Rivers. Rivers works against Duarte. Lost the handle. Jalea comes up with it. Knocks it down. Yetvenef in a jump ball as Sabrina Rivers did not give up on that play despite losing the handle. What a play there. It'll be rookie's ball out of the break. Now the jump ball there went in favor of the rookie. 3:56 left here in the fourth, down low. Jalea Duarte can't hit. She'll track down her own rebound. Lost the footing, though, and another jump ball as Haley Aquilaria gets tied up. And it's still stuck at 64-42. Elmira worked through the lane. She took two dribbles, did a little hop step, and put it up for two. Elmira Kaganek with another basket for Scammon Bay. Sadie Newton open for three, same corner spot. She likes that one. 66-45, 3:22 to play. Sabrina Rivers up top to Elmira Kaganek, guarded by Yetvenef. They go to Haley Aquilaria on the right side, back up to Alma Smith, top of the key. Takes the three, Sadie Newton guarding her. The handoff, Elmira left alone for two. Feeding the pass perfectly was Haley Aquilaria. And the lead back to 68-45. And now a timeout for King Cove with 2:52 to play. Full timeout. We take a look at some of the rosters here to make sure I get some seniors lined out. Be sure to recognize all the great work that these girls have been able to produce over the years. As the Scammon Bay girls have this senior class one to be reckoned with, as they've put together quite the program, quite the run there for Coach Sundown. For King Cove, They've played in back-to-back third-place games here now. And they get a lot of this team back. Elena Mack, just a sophomore. Sadie Newton, a sophomore out there. And Jalea Duarte, a sophomore. The seniors, Emily Brandel, Christine Eichley, and Kiana Ukek. For Scammon Bay, they're a little more loaded here at Sabrina Rivers, Elmira Kaganik, Misty Sundown, and Haley Akloria will all graduate here for Scammon Bay. The inbound coming for the rookies, 2:52 to play here, 68-45. The Lady Eagles on top of the rookies. Yetchmaneff in the corner, nearly lost the handle, looking for help. She'll hand off to Brandel. Emily's going to go back to Sadie Newton. Down low to Duarte now. Jalea to the left hand, not there. One more time, up and in. Jalea Duarte puts in another. Now with it for Scammon on the right side. Going to the floor there, a jump ball. Jalea Duarte tied up. And for Scammon, that was Dana George popping up. She was between Elena Mack and Jalea Duarte and forced the jump ball. It's going to be rookies, though, with it. Sadie Newton for three in the corner. Sabrina Rivers challenges. Sadie knocks down another. 68-50, lead under 20 for the first time in quite a while now, but just 1:57 remaining. Misty Sundown over to Akloria. The handoff to Elmira Kaganik. Elmira guarded there by Yetchmaneff. Dribbles away from the defense, or pivots away from the defense. Akloria in the lane. Sabrina Rivers working against Duarte and a whistle. 1:36 remaining, and the foul is going to go on Duarte on the move, it looks like. And the inbound coming here, the rookie's going to send in a couple new faces. Christine Eichley going to get her first playing time. The senior. 14 goes. A miss down low for Rivers. Sadie Newton ahead of the pack, and she's going to miss on the layup. Knocked loose Elena Mack. But it will be Scammon Bay ball, 1:24 to play. Akloria with it, looking for help. She's going to go to Elmira Kaganik. Streaks down, trips up, and a whistle. Thinks they're going to get Eichley for the foul here. So Eichley whistled for it. Kiana checking in for Duarte. Seniors on the floor here for King Cove. With 1:16 to play. Dana George a three off the mark. And there's the rebound to Elena Mack. Mack comes up the right side to fake. She's going to shoot a three. That's not there. And Sabrina Rivers comes down with it. Rivers keeps her dribble against Mack. Backs it out. 54 seconds left in this one. Third place going to go to Scammon Bay after a couple championships. Elmira Kaganik doesn't want to be done yet. Into the lane. Didn't get the bounce. She's going to fight for the rebound, though. And Mack's going to come away with it. Brandel ahead of the pack. Out to Sadie Newton, another three. This one's short. Sabrina Rivers the rebound to Eichley. To Kiana Doe. It rolls off the rim. And Haley Akloria with it for Scammon Bay. Dana George back to Akloria. 15 seconds left. Dana, one more time. No, she's not going to shoot it. Into the corner. Haley Akloria to Sabrina Rivers. Bumped and a whistle here by Eichley. With 6:03 to play. So for Scammon, this senior class can say they did some damage. They left their mark here in the state 1A history books as Dana with it. This will do it. The Scammon Bay girls, third place as they win over a stout King Cove team, 68-50, the score on that final. Leading the way here is Almira Kaganik with five. Let's see, she had 14 at the half. 26 points for Almira. 3 3-pointers there for Haley Aquaria. 11 for Alma Smith. 6 for Misty Sundown. And 4 there for Tilly Titus. Scammon Bay, your third place finishers as King Cove comes away with a second straight fifth place finish as the girls of King Cove lost to Buckland in this game last year. And for Scammon Bay, we'll say our goodbyes to a senior class. Sabrina Rivers, Almira Kaganik, Misty Sundown, and Haley Aquaria. It's been a pleasure watching you girls over the last few years. Congratulations on a third-place finish to follow up a couple championships. On the King Cove side, Emily Brandle, Christine Eichley, and Kiana Utek. As a young team for King Cove, likely to be back for more, led by Elena Mack, Sadie Newton, and Jalea Duarte. Duarte finished with 16 points. Sadie Newton finished with 14. And Elena Mack had 14 as well. That's going to round out your scoring. Folks, be sure to check us out, Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotions on Facebook. The Scammon Bay girls clinched third place with a 68-50 win over King Cove. Thanks for listening. Sorry about the early mishap in this broadcast, but we got more action coming up later on.